appreciate you being here. And I appreciate the opportunity for us to be here. Amen. It's always a joy we get to come over to East Larkin and be with you. And I've grown to love you people. I hope the feeling's mutual. I do. Y'all got a special place in our heart. And it is an honor to get to be here tonight. And I really thought that I'd probably be a pastor the rest of my life, at least till I die. But the Lord just recently seemed fit to change some things around. About a month and a half ago, we resigned the church over at Mount Nebo and stepped out on faith. I don't know if I stepped out or fell out or jumped out, but here I am on faith. And I'm excited about it. I really am. Lord got to working in our hearts probably about 2 years ago, to be honest. We'd push it to the back burner every now and then, but we know there was something ahead for us. It's kind of carnal, Brother Tim, but this summer, Jenny and I celebrated our 20th wedding anniversary, and we went on a cruise. Don't hold that against us. I enjoyed it. Amen. I liked it. But we went down to Honduras. That was one of our ports, and Roatan, Honduras. Everybody's going off. This was our last port before we turn around and come back home. And everybody's going off and doing their excursions and all those fun things. And had nothing against them. I just didn't want to do that. We decided we'd slip off by ourselves and just walk around and explore a little bit. And we got off out of the port area. There's a little 14-year-old Honduran boy walked up to us and kindly just started talking to us. Wanted to show us around. We didn't ask him to, but we was honored to have him. He took us and showed us around, and we went to some poor parts of the area. We didn't go to the rich side of town. We seen some things that literally break your heart, and fell in love with that little 14-year-old boy in about 2 or 3 hours we was with him. And, man, God melted our hearts then, and not just for Honduras, just for people. God's got people all over the world that need something from Him. And we came back to the port, and we still had a good time, but boy, we knew there's something in our hearts that was different. And we come back home and didn't really even talk to the kids a whole lot about it, but they knew something was different. And our kids surrendered. I mean, we're talking about a blessing. They knew what was going on to an extent, and they come to us one by one and said, "Daddy, whatever God's got for us, that's what we want to do." Man, that's blessing my heart. So he kindly confirmed it, and we went full-time with Preaching Time Ministries. That's out of Gainesville, Georgia. Brother Dwayne Moore founded that ministry back in 1999. It's beginning to really blossom now. There's 3 full-time preachers with Preaching Time Ministry and 3 more coming on in the near future. So Preaching Time is going to be kind of like its own mission board. We've got an accountability to White Oak Springs Baptist Church in Georgia. They kind of watch over all the finances and all that stuff. But I'm excited. The Preaching Time is designed to help in 3 areas. We first of all want to be a help to the local church. And I believe in a local church. Amen. And any way we can be a help to the local church, that's what we want to do. We want to help pastors. We want to help churches. We want to be an encouragement to them, do anything we can to help. And then number 2, our second area we want to be a help in, that's with our young people. PTM's designed to be a help for young people. And I tell you, I love young people. I started this through the help of the Lord, the leadership of the Lord. We started this Christian school over there about 6 years ago. And I believe that's because God had a heart, had a love in my heart for young people. And that's still there, so I still get to help young people. We'll do different things with our youth. We've got, of course, the summer camps. And let me say this, any of you young people 12 years old and older would like to go to summer camp next year, I challenge you to go with us. It's down in Georgia, and we play some games and have fun, but we saturate them with preaching. I promise you, it don't warp them. It don't hurt them a bit. Matter of fact, all I can tell is just helping them. You see teenagers laid out across the altar. I mean, I'm not talking about knelt down at the altar. I'm talking about laid out at the altar, weeping for an hour, begging God to use them. you don't see that much in this day and time, but you get them away from the world. We just give them a break from the world and preach to them like that for a while. They get serious with God, and they start doing business, and Amazing what God will do with them. They get a good taste of old-fashioned worship as well in our youth camps. And we have at least one of them in several summers. There'll be three of those. We're going to have a junior camp for those younger than 12, and then two older camps for 12 and older. And it's a blessing. Get in on it. The adults are welcome to come down to the night services, but it's a blessing. I can tell you more about that later on. But that's usually, I think, this year's camp will be the week after the 4th of July. So make plans. Go with us if you want to. You'll have a great time. You will not regret it. There's different areas we help with young people. One of the areas I'm really wanting to pay a close attention to is taking youth groups to the mission field. The Bible said, "My eye affecteth my heart." If we can get these young people to see at an early age what God's doing, not just around East Larka, but all over the world, if we can get them to get a taste of what God's doing out there. I'm not saying they're going to be a missionary. I'm just saying they'll have a different look on what God's doing out in this world. We ain't the only ones. We're not by ourselves. We're not the only Christians. We're not the only people that need the gospel. And if we can get them to see that, it would be a real blessing. Matter of fact, I just got back from taking a team of young people from Georgia to Mississippi last week, and I'm leaving this coming Sunday evening with another team of young people going back to Mississippi. Mississippi's a little baby step in the mission work, but there's a printing shop down there that we take them to and let them work for a week in a printing ministry. They print gospel tracts and fold them, box them up, and we ship them to missionaries all across the world free of charge. And we go down there and help and try to be a blessing to that. It's a local church down in Mississippi that has that printing ministry, and they don't have the manpower nor the money to do what they do, so they rely on teams. Matter of fact, the preacher called me about a month ago and said, "Brother Gary," he said, "is there any way you can get some teams down here to help us?" He said, "We're over 4 million tracts behind." And I said, "I'll see what I can do." So I've already got three trips to Mississippi lined up, taking youth groups down there to be a help. And now, it ain't just for youth groups. If anybody's interested in going, we got room on this trip. We'll take adults or anybody that's willing to work a few hours in a print shop. And you'll have a good time in the meantime, I promise you. But we'll be taking youth groups to the mission field. Not next year, but looks like the year after next, we're going to see how it works out. We're going to take a youth group to Ireland. Amen. Won't that be a blessing? Take a group of young people to Ireland. And I'm a little bit scary, I understand that, but it's going to be a blessing. And then not only youth groups, but I want to take church groups as well, the mission field. Third area we want to help is the missionaries. That's kind of where the Lord's put me into in that section, the missionaries. I want to be a help to our missionaries. A lot of people don't see a need for this, and if you don't, that's fine, I understand. But we've got missionaries coming off the field on a daily basis due to discouragement. Brother Tim, we send them our support. We expect them to win souls and do what God's called them to do. But we fail to realize that they have uprooted and left their homes, gone to a foreign land, or at least a foreign place to them, whether it's out west or wherever. And they have taken their kids, they've taken their families. And Brother Tim, I know how discouraging it is to preach around here. I know what, I'm not super spiritual and say, "Well, bless God, I don't never get..." I know how it is. It gets tough. And if it's discouraging to try to do something for God here, how much more discouraging is it to try to do something for God in a place you ain't even wanted and you don't know nobody? So we want to be an encouragement to them. We want to help them. And also, we've got a program just for missionaries' kids. We will fly missionaries' kids home free of charge. We'll keep them all summer. We'll take them to the youth camps during the summer. We'll spend a week with them, take them to Dollywood, and all that's free of charge. Don't cost the missionary nothing. We'll fly them home. We'll feed them. We'll keep them, and we'll fly them back at the end of the summer and just try to be a help to these missionaries' kids. It'd be tough on these young people to head out like that and not know nobody and afraid to even play with the neighbors and all that. It'd be tough, so... I'm excited about that part. There's a lot of different areas I could tell you. I'm excited about it. The Lord's opened up several doors. I've been on one trip already. Heading out next weekend to Mississippi again. Leaving October the 27th. Headed out west, taking boxes of blessings. It's a program, another program we have in which we fix up boxes to take to the mission field, designed for the kids on the mission field. Kind of like the Samaritan's Purse, except this is done under the umbrella of the church. And we challenge churches to take so many boxes. This year we've done got the program pretty well complete and wrapping it up. Next year, if you want in on that, that'd be a blessing. You take care of how many boxes you want to take, and we've got a list of items to put in them. For an example, for a girl from the age 6 to 8, you might put in a little baby doll, put in some crayons and coloring books and some pencils, toothbrush, toothpaste, a few things like that. And we fix these boxes and we take them to the mission field. And instead of giving them to the kids, we give them to the missionaries and let those missionaries use those as tools to try to reach people wherever they're at in their communities. This year, we're taking 550 boxes out west on October the 27th to the missionaries that are serving out on the Crow Indian Reservation, the Arapaho Indian Reservation, and the Blackfoot Indian Reservation. And then a couple of more is getting involved as well. They'll come and get those boxes, and we've got tracts in them, got scripture portions, John and Romans put in them, and they'll use them for tools. And so that's a real blessing. We'll be going out there October the 27th, staying a couple of weeks and preaching some out there. December the 5th, leaving, going to Texas. We was going into Mexico, but due to the how dangerous that is, we've decided to move it to this side of the border. We're going to Weslaco, Texas. I don't know if y'all been down there or not, but Weslaco, Texas, it's almost down on the tip. And 20 missionary families are coming out of Mexico to Weslaco there to meet us. And we're going to put them up for a week, feed them good, and preach to them and give them a week's retreat. Just let them come off the field and refresh their minds and get fired up again about what God's got them doing in Mexico. As dangerous it is, I'm telling you, they need that. So we're just going to give them a whole week's retreat free of charge, going to feed them, take care of them. Looking forward to that trip as well. I get to go back to Honduras in February. Got Panama on the map next year. Now, next year's boxes of blessings are going to Panama. And we're going to step out on faith, and we're going to shoot for 2,500 boxes. So we're going to need all the help we can get from different churches. If anybody's interested in getting on board with us next year and taking some of those boxes, Sunday school class could take 4 or 5. Whatever it might be, and just do those boxes up. And we'll have to get them on a ship a lot quicker than what we're doing this year. We'll have to get them ready probably by about, they'll have to be on ship by September. And then we're going to go down to Panama and meet those boxes when they get there and help distribute those out to some missionaries in Panama. Going to Africa next year, spend about 3 weeks with Brother Shoemaker and spend some time over there. So looking, well, God's just opened up doors like crazy, and we're excited about it. Amen. I need your prayers. I'll be honest with you, I was going to get me a part-time job and help supplement some income, but I've got so many trips planned, ain't nobody going to hire me. If they did, I'd only be there for a day or two, and I'd be gone again. So I'm excited about it. Thank the Lord for it. He's met every need so far, and I don't think He's going to stop yet. Amen. And so you pray for us, and jump on board on some of these programs if you'd like to. We sure could use the help. And I appreciate your prayers already. Amen. I'll have some prayer cards. The print was down. The press was down. And he's only able to do me just a few of them to start with. So I do have a few of these. And I'll lay some out before I leave. That's all right, Brother Tim. And again, thank you for everything you've done for the school. Please pray for Mount Nebo Baptist Church. They are searching for a pastor. And that's my home church. That's where my wife grew up and where I announced my call to preach. And they're still near and dear to my heart. And I'm praying God send them a man in there and keep going on for the glory of God. We school hired Paul Connor, and he's the new principal now. And he's doing a fine job in that area, and the school's going great. Let me say again, thank you so much for all you've done for Mount Nebo Christian Academy. My wife's going to stay there and try to be a help there and continue to teach and going to hopefully let the girls graduate out there if the Lord don't see fit otherwise. But they're going to go with me when they can. Titus is going to trail along with me when he can. And it's good to have him around. Amen.